CFTC closes its Celsius case with a permanent ban on Mashinsky. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission entered a consent order on June 18, 2026, that resolves its civil fraud case against Alexander Mashinsky, the founder and former chief executive of Celsius Network. The order imposes permanent trading and registration bans and permanently enjoins him from further violations of the anti-fraud provisions of the Commodity Exchange Act. The agency announced the resolution through its official enforcement channel. This closes the last open regulatory front against the man who ran one of the largest crypto lenders of the last cycle. The CFTC first sued Mashinsky on July 13, 2023, in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. A separate consent order against Celsius itself was entered 4 days later on July 17, 2023. The civil matter against Mashinsky personally is what the agency settled this week. A case that was already decided in criminal court, the consent order does not arrive in a vacuum. Mashinsky pleaded guilty to commodities fraud and securities fraud on December 3, 2024. He was sentenced on May 8, 2025 to 12 years in prison, fined $50,000, and ordered to forfeit 48,393,146. The criminal case set the facts. The CFTC order ties off the civil and regulatory consequences that run alongside them. That sequencing matters for how to read the news. There is no new monetary penalty or restitution figure attached to the consent order itself, and the agency did not specify additional disgorgement. The forfeiture and fine were handed down in the criminal sentencing. What the CFTC adds here is the permanent bar. Mashinsky cannot trade in CFTC-regulated markets or register with the agency in any capacity again. For a former exchange founder, that is the formal end of any path back into the regulated side of the industry. The collapse behind the headline Celsius marketed itself as a place to deposit crypto and earn yield, with rates that often ran well above anything a bank offered. The pitch worked. At its peak, the platform held billions in customer assets. Then in June 2022, it froze withdrawals, citing extreme market conditions, and filed for bankruptcy the following month. Depositors who believed their balances were available on demand found they were not. The mechanism of that loss is the part worth sitting with. Customers handed their coins to Celsius, and Celsius lent and redeployed those coins to generate the advertised returns. When the bets soured and confidence cracked, the assets were gone or locked. This is counterparty risk, in its plainest form. The moment you transfer custody to a third party, your access to those funds depends entirely on that party staying solvent and honest. Celsius failed both tests. The custody lesson carries into how cards work. The Celsius story is usually filed under lending, but it speaks directly to anyone funding a crypto card. Many cards are custodial. You top up a balance held by the issuer or its banking partner, and that balance funds your spending. The convenience is real, and most issuers are nothing like Celsius. But the structure is the same one that failed depositors in 2022. If the custodian freezes, fails, or is forced to halt, the balance can become unreachable exactly when you need it. That is the reason a growing set of providers build self-custody options where spending pulls from a wallet you control, with no pooled balance sitting on someone else's books. It does not remove every risk, but it removes the specific one that defined Celsius. Anyone weighing where to park crypto to fund day-to-day spending is making a custodial versus non-custodial decision, whether they frame it that way or not, and the security trade-offs are worth being deliberate about. The collapse that put Mashinsky in prison is the clearest case study available for why.